Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Lord, I lift your name. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt you paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. 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 Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for blessing us to see another day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We can rejoice and be glad in it. For this day was a day not a promise, but a day of you just blessing us and keeping us and giving us a blessing, oh God, that we won't have enough room to receive it. God, thank you that you have blessed me to see another day. Another day, God, that was not a given, but a day, God, that you have blessed us to be able to see. I know I just said that, but God, it's imperative that we understand that tomorrow is not promised, that we should live today like the gift that you give us each and every single day. And so I thank you, God, this morning for allowing me to see a brand new day. I thank you, oh Lord, for waking me up this morning and allowing me to see this day. I thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind this morning to allow me to see this day. And not only did you wake me, and not only am I in my right mind, but you have blessed me with a reasonable portion of health and strength. I can't complain about sickness. I cannot complain about an ache or a pain. But God, you you have blessed me with grace and mercy upon this morning. I thank you, God, oh God, that I have the use and activity of my limbs, Lord. My feet may hurt just a little bit, Lord, but God, I can give you a clapping. I can clap my hands and offer unto you praise. I can dance before you even right now and dance before the Lord. I can offer you unto you my best praise this morning, for you have blessed me this morning with breath in my lungs. You have blessed me this morning with the reasonable portion of health and strength. You have blessed me this morning with a mind to say yes and a mind to seek your face. And for that, I am grateful this morning, God. Thank you for allowing me to see another day. I lift your name on high. I love to sing your praises. I'm glad that you're in my life, and I'm glad that you came to save me. I thank you, God, for coming down from heaven above, oh God, to the earth, oh God, to show me the way. And I thank you for coming on this earth and dying on the cross of my sins so that your blood would cover me and wash me. Thank you that I no longer have to slay the lamb anymore. Thank you that I no longer have to sprinkle blood over the doorpost, because someone has taken the place of the lamb, and his name is Jesus. He is the great I am. And I thank you for your sacrifice. I thank you for your blood that was shed. I thank you for the victory that comes from your death on the cross and from you rising again on the third day. I just want to say thank you, God, for another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed me to be able to see. Thank you for making me just for this day. For if you did not have purpose for me on this day, I would not be here today. But every single day that you test me with your finger of love, and every single day that you bless me to be able to see, is another day that you have something in store, something great in store for me, and a purpose and a plan for my life. For you know the way that I should take, and you know the plans that you think towards me and that you have for me. And I thank you, God, that they are not thoughts, oh God, of evil, and that they're not plans of evil, but to give me an expected end. You have something that you expect out of me today. You have something destined great for me today. And so, God, I lean not into my own understanding, but in all my ways I acknowledge you. I need you to direct my pathways today. I need you to order my footsteps today. I need you to lead, guide, and direct me so that I may fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for my life this day. Oh, God, I want to do great things. God, I want to let my light shine that men might see my good works. Oh, God, but bring you the glory and the honor and the praise. God, I want to be a vessel, an instrument of praise, an honorable vessel that will bring you glory, that will bring you honor, and that will bring you praise. God, make me, oh God, and mold me, Lord, and shape me, God, to be the vessel that you need for me to be. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, make me over again, that I may bring you glory in everything that I do, that I may bring you glory in my walk, glory in my conversation, glory in my actions, glory in my discussions, glory in my thoughts. God, make me over again, God, that I may bring you glory, and as you make me, clean me inside and out, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and pour out your spirit inside of me, that what's in me, God, will come out of me, and that it will bring you glory and make you proud and put a smile on your face. Make me over again today. Make me into that instrument of praise that you desire for me to be, that I may offer unto you the sacrifice of praise, with the fruit of my lips, with the clapping of my hands, with the dancing of my feet, with my walking, with my talk, that I may represent you to the fullest. God, because who I say that I am should reflect you in everything that I do. I proclaim that I am a son of the Most High and Living God. That means, God, I should not act like those that are of the world, those that are in the world, and those that are about the world. I should not do the same things that they do. I should not act the same way that they act, but God, you have made me new. You said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Help us to lay aside the sin and the weight that easily besets us. Oh God, help us to lay down our old carnal ways. Oh God, help us to not hold on to those things, but to pick up the bloodstained banner of the Lord and to walk in authority and to walk in power and to walk in might and to walk in love. Oh God, as your spirit empowers us to do. God, you came that we might have life and that more abundantly. So God, live abundantly in me today. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, anoint me even now, God, that I may bring you glory, that I may bring you the honor, and that I may bring you the praise in my life this day. I want to walk worthy of my calling. I want to walk worthy of being called a son of the living God. I want to walk worthy of making your name great on this day. Create in me a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. Take not thy spirit away from me, but seal me even the more. As you clean me up, Lord, from the very crown of my head to the sole of my feet, from the depth of my soul out to the outer layers of my body, Lord, make me whole and make me one, Lord, today with you. Abide in me. And I will, and God, I want to abide in you. And you said, if I abide in you, you will abide in me. I'm not looking for anything, God, this morning, but just more of your glory, more of your favor, more of your anointing. God, I'm not looking for houses and land, but God, I want a closer walk with thee. I want to draw nearer to thee, God. Oh, God, so that you can flow out of me. Oh, God, and that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable to you and pleasing to you as I go up about this day-to-day journey. Thank you for another day. Another day that I get to draw nearer to thee. Another day that I can walk close with thee. Another day that I can bless you with the fruit of my lips to bring glory to your name, to bring honor to your name, to magnify you, to glorify you, to plead, to praise you in the beauty of holiness. Oh, God, and to feel your Shekinah glory falling afresh on me even now, God, as I avail myself to you. Come no more and have your way, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus, to make me into the vessel to help me to reflect the image of Christ, God, in everything that I do today. Anoint us, God, wherever we may be at this present moment and present time. Anoint us, God, for this day. For we cannot make it on our own. We cannot do this on our own. We cannot walk and fight and live on our own. We cannot be acceptable and holy on our own except you save us and except you deliver us and except you change us and except you refine us. Pour out your mighty fire upon us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and burn up every impurity, burn up all carnality, burn up everything that's unlike you, Lord, that we may come out as pure gold, that you may yield to us the immediate results that we need to live holy, to live holy, to walk holy, to live an acceptable life, that you might get the glory out of us, Lord, today. I want to be like that woman with the issue of blood and not allow anything to get in my way. To have a great expectation, God, that as I get to you, as I sacrifice for you, as I put my flesh under subjection and read your word today, God, I can get the things that I desire, and I will be in your will, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow even now, God. Oh, God, that your anointing flow would heal, God, like you did that blind man, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as he cried out to you with determination. He refused to allow anything to separate him from your love. He said, my blindness, no, it won't separate me. People trying to tell me to be quiet, he said, no, it won't separate me. God, don't allow, help us to not allow anything to separate us from your love today, to be determined to get to you by any means necessary, with a determination, God, not to allow anything to separate us, Lord, from your love. And then, God, stir into us to be like that leper, Lord. Oh, God, who had the audacity to say, if thou wilt. He put the onus in your hands, Lord. He said, I believe, Lord. He said, because I know that if you want it to, Lord, you can heal me of this issue. Lord, I know today that you can heal me of every issue if you will heal me. Heal us in our minds, Lord. Heal us in our bodies, Lord. Take away the pain even now, God. Take away the heartache, Lord, and be the peace that we need. Be the joy that we need. Be that hope, oh, God, in this dark and dying world, God. Be everything that we need it more, because you are Alpha, you are Omega, you are God Elohim, Lord. You are everything that we need, God. You are Emmanuel, God. You are the God that's with us. You're everything that we need it more. So we offer ourselves to you, God, today, and we give you the glory, God. We give you the honor, and we give you the praise. We magnify you, we glorify you, because you are the God of our salvation. You are the rock in the weary land. You are the shelter in the time of
bookstore. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You are the great I am, and we can depend upon you. We can lean upon you. We can trust in you. God, you're faithful. God, you're just. God, you're long-suffering. Lord, you're merciful. Lord, you're kind. Lord, you're tender-hearted. God, you're a forgiving God. You are a merciful God, and we bless your name today. And we thank you for another day that you have made so we can rejoice, God, because you made this day just for me. Bless us, God, as we continue in the furtherance of this day. I pray for the success of our current workers' convention, workers' meeting in Richmond, Virginia. I pray for safe traveling mercies for all those that will be traveling down to Richmond. Let no hurt, harm, danger come to them. Anoint my leader, my pastor, my bishop right now, Bishop Ted Thomas, in the mighty name of Jesus. Crown him even right now and strengthen his body that he may lead us, oh God, and continue to urge us to get to you, that he may be the example, God, that we need to live a holy and acceptable life. Give him, oh God, anoint him for this day and time. Thank you for sound leadership. Thank you for sound wisdom. Thank you for a leader that trusts you. Thank you for a leader that depends upon you. Thank you for a leader that prides himself on being a man after God's own heart. And as we follow him, God, let him be the example, God. Help him to be the example. That's what you call for us to be as pastors, not to lord over the people, but to be an example of you in everything that we do. Thank you for a great example to follow after, and thank you for a great example to undergird and uphold. I pray for Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray for Mother Thomas. I pray for Mother Towns, and I pray for the success of this great meeting, that our revivals will spring forth, souls will be saved, your believers will be empowered and encouraged, and lives will be change. We thank you, God, because we believe that it shall be, and we claim it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for my brother, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, today as he brings the word of God later tonight. I pray for the speaker of the hour this morning as our noonday service will open up our convention. I thank you for the musical yesterday as we sent Judah first, and I look for great things. I believe great things are in store for us, and we thank you in advance, for eye has not seen, ear has not heard. But God, your spirit is telling me even right now that great things are in store for those that have a desire to get to you and will be willing to come with empty cups to be filled by you. Thank you, God. I will come with great anticipation to see your move, to participate in your glory, God, and to make your name glorious this week. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will, and we'll be determined, God, to magnify and glorify your name this day. For in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.